Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my garbanzo bean gigglers? And if you don't know what a garbanzo bean is, I feel bad for you.
Did you, growing up, eat dried garbanzo beans?
No, that sounds like apocalyptic.
My dad loves them. They're called chichi beans.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, he gets them from the Italian importing store.
Okay, chichi beans, like, no, they're cuter than me.
No, I want to name my dog Chichi Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
I put it in, like, pasta fagioli. I mean, I never put it in.
Right, but
like,
someone
people who
that prepare
were capable
it.
Of cooking put it in.
Right.
I actually have a food question.
Because
now that I'm a coffee drinker, like, there's so
no,
many
your
different
whole
things
personality now. Is different.
I'm a whole different person, but I'm now dealing with the drama of, you know, when you wake up and it's late, you know, 9 or 10 or 11, and the day should have been started by then, but you haven't had your coffee. But you definitely are at the point in the day where, like, your teeth should be brushed.
Right.
But do you brush your teeth before ordering that, like, 10 a.m. coffee?
Okay, my Roman Empire, I'm not kidding. My Roman Empire is I learned on TikTok that when you're sleeping, your body detoxes. And when it detoxes, it shows up on your tongue. So you are not supposed to drink anything in the morning until you brush your teeth, because you're just swallowing that, like, bacteria that your body has been like, oh, we want to get rid of this. Brush this off in the morning. So I used to be one
why
of those.
Why don't they teach you this in school?
No, why? I used to be one of those people that was like, I don't talk to me until, like, I filled up my Stanley.
And you're like, I don't want to brush my teeth and then get coffee breath.
Right. But now my routine is when I get up in the morning and I pee, that's when I brush my teeth, because I want to be able to drink and not eat bacteria.
Or you killed two birds with one stone and just have a peppermint mocha.
No, I'll kill myself. It's actually a hate crime, my DMs right now, of everyone just sending me pictures of their, like, mint, like, drinks. The other
peppermint
night.
Peppermint mocha espresso is going around right now.
That's
peppermint espresso martini.
That's vile. That's vile. Just drink Listerine. Just drink it. That's disgusting.
I really want, we have to do some YouTube videos. One of you trying a peppermint mocha.
Some what videos?
YouTube videos.
Oh my God, I thought you just said Me Too videos.
Speaking of Me Too movement.
Yeah.
So I'm working on this new bit, but I don't think it's going to work because I'm not a pun comedian. Like, I actually, puns make me dry. Like,
what kind of comedian are you?
Okay, you don't have to attack me Monday. Actually, people ask me that in interviews, and I'm like, I know, a silly goose.
No, like, what are the genres?
I joke, like, that, like,
you're
I'm
not
like
slapstick.
No.
Like, what is, like, that?
Physical.
What is, yeah.
I mean, people will say, they say observational, which sounds like editorial. Like, it sounds like I'm not.
It sounds French.
I know. It sounds observational. I was just autiste, observational. Yes. But I joke, like, I'm like in the female locker room talk.
Okay, got it.
But it's weird to be like, I'm sarcastic, because, like, that doesn't seem like a stand-up comedian. That's just, like, your funny friend named Stephanie.
Right.
Who we love. Shout out Stephanie. Even though I talk shit about you all the time.
So okay, so you're just like a sarcastic observational
kind of look. I'm just like changing lives. You
yeah.
know? Just,
no, you're making people happier day by day.
Yes. But like puns, like someone will tell me a pun and I will literally be like, I hate this.
Okay.
But then I was talking to Dez because every now and then we do riff. We riff on a bit. And if it's good, we
like
look at each other.
Like in your everyday life.
In my everyday jargon.
Yeah.
We'll start riffing. And if yeah. it's really funny, we go, should we write that down? Or we'll be like, that's for you, that's for me, depending on who might want.
Very interesting.
And it never overlaps.
Very interesting.
So it's either like my voice or his voice.
Got it. So there's never a time where you're like, I kind of came up with that joke?
Well, sometimes he'll have a joke that I kind of like that I'll do. And it'll work better for me. And he'll be like, you can have it.
Got it.
Or I have a joke that's not working and he'll try it and see like if he does it differently that it works. And then he'll give it back to me. But it's not a lot of overlap.
That's stressful because the only way I can relate it to myself, mm-hmm. which is what I love to do.
Same.
If there's like, if I'm shopping, okay, I'm at your local Zara. And I see a shirt and I'm like, I like that shirt. Yeah. But I put it down and I see someone else go over to that shirt. I'm like,
I need that shirt.
I need that shirt. Yeah. Even though I know I'm probably not going to wear it,
yeah.
I need to have it because I thought of it.
Yeah.
That's my shirt.
And now she's like copying you.
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't even want it in the beginning.
That's
it's
like New York with like fake lines just to make it look like people want to go into a store. Like I'm not going to a store that no one's in.
And boyfriend. I'm like, here's the thing. I didn't want you, but I wasn't going to let her get you. That's crazy.
No, when people are like, I hate when people like flirt with my boyfriend. I'm like, if no one's flirting with my boyfriend, who's my husband, but I call him my boyfriend. Right. Like, then he's
no,
trash.
That's embarrassing also.
And if they're like, he's really nice. No, if you don't want to fuck my boyfriend, I don't
no.
want him.
No.
I mean, we talk about this all the
Imagine
time.
Imagine I just started going up to girls and I'm like, hey, do you want to fuck my boyfriend? They're like, I feel like this is a trick.
Well, that's why I was like, if your mom doesn't like low-key think your boyfriend is like really hot.
Yeah.
I don't like him. And it's weird, but like my mom needs to be like, I would date him.
Okay, my mom's never said that ever to me, but my dad has. My dad's been like, he's a good looking guy. What? He is a good looking guy. And I'm like, okay, Dad.
Wait, I love that. My dad is so not helpful because he just cares if he could play sports with him. Mm. Like, he's like not liked good guys because they weren't good at golf. And he's like, well, he doesn't really.
Yeah.
He doesn't know about the Knicks, so I like don't have a lot to talk to him
no,
about.
No, I get that.
And I'm like, okay, he's not your plaything. Like, he's right. not your like son you wish like lived in New York City still.
No, but I think about that too because like when I think about my brother getting a girlfriend or a wife, I'm like, hey, but think about me too, also in that
Not
process.
Not think about me, but what does she think about me, you know?
Right, and like, what does she like to do? And will she be my assistant, you know?
Imagine it's like, how are you and Paige? How's your relationship? You're like, well, I have returns to do today for her. And I the printer wasn't working. She kind of snapped.
I literally said to someone the other day, we were talking about like family and like siblings and I was like, I do wish that I had a sister. Like, you know, my mom has a sister and I just see people with sisters. And like, I feel like I am missing out a little bit. And they're like, oh, wow, that's really nice. And then I was like, yeah, and like, I'd want her to work for me. And they're like, okay.
If you had an older sister, you know, she'd beat the living shit out of you if you even like brought it up.
Not if I send her a paycheck. Like, no, I just like because I feel like on Instagram I see girls who either like have sisters and they do the same thing and like
or they have like businesses with their sisters.
Yeah, who's like is a complete opposite brain. Like imagine yeah. I had a sister who was just like so smart in finances and she ran all my finances and like you know like she
I feel like
for
you
me.
Do want to start like an old school family business. You really want DeSorbo and DeSorbo. You really do.
Because I'm doing the whole group project. So it will be called DeSorbo and DeSorbo.
Well, you see some of these big celebrities and like they only trust their family. And next thing you know, it's like everyone's working.
No, that's the thing. I only trust my family. Like yeah. I don't. But like if I were like a Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't. Wait, I just saw a thing that Emma Chamberlain hasn't looked at her bank account in years. Because I was like, oh my God, that's like the craziest thing I've ever heard. But the reason she doesn't is because she was like, I have so many people, like no one could be stealing from me because I have so many people that it has to go through, mm-hmm. like seven different steps. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to know because I don't like it to influence like how I work, how I'm create, like all these different things.
But she's
like,
trying if so hard someone, to be relatable.
If there was a she's problem, like, if I don't someone look. would tell me.
But it's also the ultimate like privilege to be like, I don't have to ever look at my bank account.
Yeah, like I have done that too, but it's really more because I'm like,
I don't want to know what's going on.
I'm like, if it declines, it declines.
I also just watched a documentary that I was going to wait till later, but it's about Boris Becker. Do you know Boris Becker?
No.
Hot German tennis player back in the day.
And I don't know anything about anyone named Boris.
He's one of the greatest tennis players of all time, and he went bankrupt. And he basically explains how, like, it's so easy to go bankrupt when you're rich because your expenses get crazy. But you're making a lot of money. But then, like, your expenses are so crazy. Yeah. So when he retired, suddenly you never think that your income's going to, like, drop so drastically. He still had brand deals and stuff, but he's not, like, winning tournaments and getting as many endorsements. So his expenses are the same. He's getting divorced. He has to pay off child support, all this stuff. Next thing you know, he has expenses up the wazoo.
Yeah.
And he had some bad business handlings. Like someone's like, I'll invest for you. And they like fucks it up.
Yeah.
Getting sued. Bankrupt.
No.
Bankruptcy is actually like, knock on wood, easy as fuck.
It's high on our list of things that we're scared about.
So anyway, with the Me Too movement, I was walking on the beach with Dez and we saw.
Did we ever get to the joke?
No.
Is this the part?
This is the lead up. Oh, okay, it's all about the lead up, you guys. Okay. We will lose train of thought, but I will never forget where I started. We will always get you to the final destination. Yeah. We're walking on the beach. Oh, yeah, and we were talking about cats for some reason.
Yeah.
I just brought it up. I was like, can we talk about cats? And we were talking about, like, cat sex.
Yeah.
And how it's, like, violent. Okay. Have you ever heard two cats having sex?
I've never.
It's.
What day was
Grace,
this?
Grace, can you add in just some audio of cat sex?
What day was this conversation?
When we were in Aruba.
Okay.
Why?
Because Craig and I had a very similar conversation the other day, but about dogs. Like, extremely similar.
It might have started with dogs and went into cats.
One of our questions was, do dogs have vaginas?
Okay, that's some dumb
shit. And then we realized we're both really high.
They either have balls or they have nothing. No, I think we were talking about dog sex and how, like, dogs are always in the room during sex.
Yeah.
And they always, like, are watching you and how they're probably judging, like, that's not even how you do doggy.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? Like, they're like, okay. Like,
but they don't. Are you a real couple unless you've had this conversation? Unless you're like, what do you think it's like being a dog and fucking? Like, are you a real couple if you have not talked about other species having sex and relating it to your own sex life?
We have to, like, kick the dog out of the room and then, like, the dog's, like, all upset while we're getting busy because the dog's like, I want to hang out. Like, the dog, if we didn't kick the dog out, the dog would, like, if I show affection to Dez, this dog we're fostering, Abby, who's the best, and, like, she needs to get adopted, but we're, like, love obsessed with her, so we aren't really trying to get her adopted, but she needs to get adopted.
Anywho.
So she... If I start kissing on him, she runs in and gets jealous. But, like, she doesn't want me to get off him. She just wants to be a part
involved.
Of it. So, anyway.
She's a pick-me.
She's a pick-me girl. But then Butter, she – a sneeze, she's out of the room.
See, I don't think I've ever
– or she's under the bed, which is traumatizing. Imagine mom and dad while you're under the bed. Like, she's probably, like, find a happy place.
I've definitely had sex in front of animals before. Never my own. Like, I can't remember.
You don't have animals that are your own, except your morbidly obese dog.
First of all, Polo's down 4 pounds, so how freaking dare you?
Okay, dog Ozempic. He's only, how big was he that he lost 4 pounds and he's a tiny
This
dog.
Man was 19 pounds. He's down to 16. He should be 12. Okay? He's little by little, he's your working. Mom goes,
he's not there yet.
No, literally having a conversation with my parents last night about the dog's weight loss. It's just like a moment that I was like, oh my God, my parents are like retired. They're getting
they're
old.
Bored.
Yeah, they're bored. I was like, I do have to get it, have a baby or something.
But
like,
it's true. You want him to live a long, healthy life. And if he has to lose a couple pounds, but don't lose too much. You want him to keep his curves.
Right.
So anyway, we were
what,
like,
is the joke?
It's not worth it. We basically were like talking about cat sex, and he was like, it's violent. Like, they like yell. Like, they're like, wah!
Yeah.
Wah! And like, it sounds pretty intense.
Because one of them definitely doesn't want to be there.
Yes. Yeah. And then also, apparently, cats' peepees have like thorns.
On brand.
And then Des literally goes, they need a meow to movement. And I looked at him, and he was like, that's funny. And I was like, I could never say that on stage. Like, people would boo me.
Right. I don't think you could say it on stage.
I don't
stage,
think I could pull it off.
But, like, in life.
In a back-and-forth banter, cute. Yes. But, like, I don't think I could seriously say meow to movement.
Strolling the beach with your 6'5 husband. Great. It's amazing.
Wait, Chris's face is looking at.
The feline penis is unique in that it develops the testosterone-dependent keratinized papalia along its surface. These so-called penile spines are thought to stimulate the queen's reproductive drag. I like queen, by the way.
Who wrote that article?
Did Butter write that article?
Literally. Sounds like a cat literally held their owner with a gun and was like, write that. I'm a queen. Say it. Oh my God. I honestly, since we're on the subject of cats,
yeah.
I am such a house cat. This is my first time out in 4 days.
No, you're literally, I'm almost afraid if you get a cat that it's like too similar.
It's too, it would be too powerful in that home. It'd be way too powerful in my home. Imagine me with a black cat. It'd just be sorcery all over.
Do you know
over.
How hard it is to like do a little chore at home? Add a cat just lying on your arm. You're never doing it.
Because I went in on Thursday, and I haven't emerged since literally 20
well, it was,
minutes
like, it
ago.
It rained. In New York City, it's
and,
a rule
yeah,
if it
and
rains.
What was I to do?
Do you know it was SantaCon this weekend?
I literally got a delivery on Saturday morning, and my delivery guy goes, it was honestly a little bit weird, but he was like, have a good day. You going anywhere? And I was like, I am now. She's like, well, it's SantaCon out there, so don't go anywhere. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much for telling me.
Well, I went to hip-hop yoga because I'm clearly going through something.
Again with the
hip-hop yoga. You're like, I thought this was like a
That I thought was a bit. That I thought was a bit.
So I went on Friday and Saturday. So I am the epitome of health and wellness.
Okay. What? You want to talk about it? You want to?
I'm doing fine. Okay, I'm doing fine. I love if we leave our house, we're like, what are you overcompensating for? You go to the gym once.
It's just, here's the
like,
thing.
Okay, pick me. Thirsty.
It's the hip-hop part for me. Like, if you were like, I went to yoga twice, like 2 days in a row. Yeah, we should. We're in our 30s. It's the hip-hop part.
You would have lost your mind. They played Miley Cyrus 23. In the club, high up hurts with my shades on. That shit was
now,
crazy.
Now, if any song can get me up out of
that
my chair.
That song is so underrated. Then it was like a Y2K theme. Mm-hmm. But by the second day, the girl like kind of recognized me. Like she was like, oh, you're back. And I was like, don't, that was bad for my brand.
We were all just as surprised as you, ma'am.
So I go outside and I'm all sweaty from hip hop yoga. And it's 56 degrees on a Saturday. And the girlies are out. Like in yeah. like hot, cute.
No, they're sexy elves.
I'm like, you bitches are so lucky about global warming. Because back in my day, 10 years ago, yeah. we were wearing parkas. We were freezing our tits off.
Yeah, have you ever done a SantaCon in New York City?
I've never dressed for it, but I've been out. But I've never like.
Same, me neither.
Committed to it.
I feel like I have amnesia. Like I can't remember any year.
I remember SantaCons, but I also, you know, I don't like to dress up.
I, the other day, was, like, telling a story, and then I, in the story, I go, I actually don't really remember because I was drunk for most of that time. No. And like, yes, I know I have amnesia, but from like 22 to 25, I'm not quite sure.
Grace was asking me like bars to go to. And I, when I tell you, I could not come up with one name.
I have no idea. Bar. Because that wasn't.
Oh, not one name.
No, me neither.
Because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't the direction leader. I would go in an Uber. No idea where I'm going. I kidnap myself every single night.
Yep.
Would end up at a bar, probably head to one or two other bars. Have no idea in the city where I am.
Do you want to know why we're not a good combination? Because like in a group of friends, that was never our job.
Yeah, we're not.
I was never curating situations. People are always asking me like, where's like a cool place to do like my birthday dinner? I have no fucking idea. Every birthday dinner I've planned on my own has been the worst restaurant in New York City. I have no idea.
Or like whatever guy you're fucking at the time knows someone.
Whatever the guy, literally, I was dating's personality was, we were loungy, we were bars, we were clubs. That's what I went with. I have no fucking idea.
Wait, I have to address something about Taylor Swift.
Okay. Should we just get into front page news? Because I feel like I have a lot
have
of things
so
I'd
many.
Like to discuss.
Well, first off, Taylor Swift is the cover of Time, and she drops, she basically says, trash takes itself out.
Which.
Where's the lie?
No, I loved every line of it.
She basically made the whole Time article about her enemies, and that's when I realized she's such a giggler.
I love Taylor Swift.
Oh no. You're literally gonna get this podcast canceled. And
I love Taylor Swift.
We put so much hard work into this podcast.
I love Kim Kardashian and I'll always love Kim Kardashian.
Well, Kim is also a giggler.
And they can feud and they cannot be friends, but I feel it is my right to be able to be allowed to be fan of both of them. And
oh,
that's
for
where
sure.
I stand.
Yes. We can definitely support multiple women in the arts.
Right.
What did you tell her to wear?
We need to go back in the
episode. Because we need to go back.
But everyone was like, she definitely listens. But I think it's because I've been saying, like, she needs to lean in preppy.
Yeah.
She needs pleated skirts. She needs
knee-high
boots.
Because
she
wore a pleated skirt, knee-high. So people are messaging me being like, we're freaking out. We think Taylor is talking to Giggly Squad. And I said, don't get me in on your conspiracy theories because I'll lose my mind.
I'm so down for that conspiracy theory. But it's also like those are on-trend styles. Yes. Like, it's not that crazy that, like,
oh, my God, Taylor, if you're listening to this, wear shoes. Wear shoes and a coat.
No, that's literally so us.
Because we'll be DeLulu about
no,
it.
We
I'll
will.
Fully lean in and be like, you're her stylist.
But speaking of, like, going off, did you see her friend Selena over the weekend was just going ham on social media, just commenting back on everyone, just, like, fighting the good fight. And I just had so many thoughts on it. Go, you go.
No, you go. No. Nope, you go.
I think you can tell when, like, obviously Selena's not running all of her own social media, but I think you can very much tell when, like,
which post was scheduled.
When is scheduled when she's like, and let me tell you about your insecure fucking self for a second.
Rare Beauty is about love and acceptance and loving yourself. Then she goes, this guy's better than all my fucking ex-boyfriends. You suck dick.
Just, you didn't need to go that hard.
She goes, this girl was like, he talks shit about you. And she goes, yeah, and he's still the best guy I ever was with.
Facts. I'm like, Selena, maybe.
People like just imagine that she was like drinking wine at home alone. Like, let's fucking have a good time. I respect it because it's entertaining. I think that's fun. I'm sick of the cookie cutter stuff.
Right. Look, there are so many times that I'll see a rogue comment and I, in my head, will be like, imagine I told you about yourself right now, like real time. Like, I feel like she just got to a point in her life where she was just like, I need to freak out. But obviously, that's not like the norm
her
for
PR
her.
Her PR team
was
definitely like, hey, babe. Hey.
I love you as anyone's PR team.
Hey. Can you put your friend on the phone for a second? Just really quick. No, you're doing amazing. No, I love that photo you posted. It's
no,
okay.
No, you're not on speaker.
Can I just, you're not, no.
The whole team is here.
We flew in people from Sweden, but it's fine. Okay, hold on. Can you get your friend on the line? Tackle that bitch. Lock her up in a closet and throw her phone in the fucking Hudson with the lobster boat company.
See, everyone came really hard at the HBO show over the summer, The Idol, but like, I think it truly was about Selena Gomez.
I thought you were going to just randomly go on a tangent about how you thought it was a good show.
I did think it was a good show. I was like the only one. Yeah, we're like, we were the only people that were like, this is kind of cool.
We support women in the arts. I do think that the Selena stuff is a lot more complicated. And I do think she deals with a lot of mental health issues. And she's also dealing with lupus. And I just think like we have to stop being like, Selena's perfect. And like Haley's the devil. Or like Taylor's, you know.
Right, these like absolutes. Everyone absolutes. Sucks. Everyone's at multifaceted. Some point, and everyone's great
everyone
at some point.
Everyone has dark times.
At one time or another, we all need a little financial help. And with the holidays right around the corner, it's so hard to budget, stay on track, and that's why Dave is great. Dave can get you cash when you need a hand between paychecks and can help you build credit by selling extra cash advances on time. Dave is the banking app that's leveling the financial playing field. When you download Dave, you could get up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No credit check, no late fees. It's part of Dave's extra cash account. Advance the money you need with no interest and then settle up later. Download Dave today at dave.com/giggly5. That's dave.com/giggly5. You could get up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app now or go to dave.com/giggly5. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria and instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
This special holiday segment is presented by Macy's and Acast Creative. You know I've been on my Macy's app scrolling because I have to get people stuff for the holidays and also myself. Let's be honest. Paige, just if she's taught me one thing, always keep an eye out for your own fashion style. And I love shopping on Macy's, especially the app, because I get to just, it's very easy how they categorize different stuff. Like, I'm really into red right now, obviously. I'm really into bows. I want tights. And then I just want to see, like, what the latest certain designers are up to. And it's all organized in the app perfectly. Paige, I'm going to tell you kind of what I'm excited for the holidays. Then you could tell me. My holiday tradition is the seven fishes. I don't know if we end up actually making seven fishes, but my Nana will make so much food that we all don't know if we're going to make it. You know what I mean? I tell people who are visiting, like, it's a marathon, not a sprint, because it starts off, you know, you have the Mediterranean salad around like noon. Plus, there's just tons of cheese and meats, but that's just an addition to the seven fishes. I'm literally getting full just speaking about it, but it's the most fun journey you'll ever be on. Then she's like frying scallops and she's making fra diavolo pasta with clams. Then she's making calamari. I mean, it's just beyond. And she always has the most amazing holiday outfit on. So I'm definitely gonna get Nana a really cute like off-the-shoulder top from Macy's. I think that she would love that. And then I want to get my mom, I feel like my mom and I actually have kind of similar style, and sometimes like we'll borrow each other's clothes. I wish she had more vintage stuff from the 90s, but I'm not going to get into it. But I think she'd look really good with like tights and a knee-high boot. I think my mom could pull it off, and obviously my Nana has been pulling it off. She already has that. And then for Dez, I think getting him some really cute sweaters for winter, like a really classic, strong navy sweater that's comfortable. And Macy's, the shipping is so fast. Also, folks get 25% off their first purchase as a Macy's Star Rewards member, particularly for large purchases. And they get free shipping on orders over $25 when you're a Macy's Star Rewards member. So download that app and just go off on Macy's, especially for last-minute purchases for your family or for yourself.
Shopping for my mom is always the hardest for me. I don't know why when it comes to getting her gifts, it just like really stresses me out. I think it's partly because she loves everything that her kids get her. She is just like such the epitome of a good mom. And so I always just feel stressed. I want to make her happy. So one of the things I've started doing for the holiday season, and Macy's makes it so easy. You guys know that I've always talked about my little shopping section on my phone. I have all my apps, and Macy's is definitely
top on my list in there. They just make it so much easier to shop on the app. So I always add to her Le Creuset collection. She loves cooking, and Macy's always has the white color in the Le Creuset accessories that she likes. So each year I try and find a new thing that she doesn't have in her collection, whether that's, you know, the pots or the big ones, the small ones, the baking sheets that she can put into the oven. She loves cooking, and especially around the holiday season. And I know she's just like me, so she loves when everything matches and is the same color. Also, another really great thing that Macy's does is that you can get 25% off your first purchase as a Macy's Star Rewards member, and it's really good for big purchases. So I always go to Macy's for holiday time because they do have such a good selection for home stuff and especially kitchen and cookware, and that's what I always try and get my mom, at least one thing that's kitchen and cookware, because I know she'll use it. And I know she likes when everything looks really good when she's cooking. You've seen her tablescapes on Instagram, so you know how particular she is when everything needs to match. You can also get free shipping on orders over $25 as a Macy's Star Rewards member. And it's great for those one-off last-minute purchases. And their shipment really is so amazing. And you can ship, obviously, to your loved ones that are near and far. So definitely check out the Macy's app if you don't have it. Also, whenever I'm buying my mom something from Macy's, it's so easy to go over the gift section for men. And I'll always add in a little something for my dad too, because we can't have him feeling left out. He loves when I replenish all of his cologne stuff and all of his self-care stuff, which it's all right on Macy's. So I'm in charge of that. So when I'm getting my mom her Le Creuset, I always add in a little something for my dad too, in addition to all of his holiday gifts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Also, speaking of people fighting the comments, I have to bring up Matt Rife.
Yeah.
So there's all these headlines saying that he got into a fight with a six-year-old on Instagram. So
oh my God.
Obviously I had to click it. He didn't actually get in a fight with a six-year-old. I'm interested to see your opinion on this. He basically says in the second part of the special that he reads all the comments. He's like, I know I shouldn't talk back, but like if you say something fuck up to me, I'm gonna fucking like go in on you. Which like I don't live by that. Yeah. I don't look at the comments. I'm trying to be in like...
That would is a full-time job. That's if you legit job. Just went back at people in the comments, that would take you 6 hours.
6 hours. And then also like you start thinking that like everyone's out to get you. You get paranoid when like realistically it's just, it's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
And even when it is a lot of people, they're like all having a moment. Anyway.
Right. And like everything in the news, like in 2 weeks, it's like, I forgot.
Also, yeah. And a lot of time people aren't even informed. Like they just want to like piggyback on something.
Yeah.
So he had this joke where he basically said, why are girls obsessed with astrology? Do you think the planets know something better than you? Like, just because Jupiter has a ring on it doesn't mean he knows what's going on or something.
Okay.
So people are like, how can you make fun of astrology? Like, whatever. He honestly just did, like, a silly astrology bit.
He did a pun joke, I mean.
He loves a pun.
He might be a pun comedian. He loves
puns. And sometimes he pulls it off. I couldn't. He does puns. So this mommy blogger, I think she's a mommy blogger. I'm sorry if I got it wrong. Please don't get mad at me. I'm scared of
mommy. No, the mommy bloggers are... So scared. Their Instagram bios do not match the sentiment of their comments.
Catholicism.
And faith-based.
And faith-based and two Labradors. Two Labradoodles.
And the comments always like, you look like a stuffed sausage. Thank you, ma'am.
No, they hate my fashion the most.
No.
They always go, get this girl a stylist. My favorite is when people do diss my outfits. I do look at your outfits. I will click on you, look at your outfits, and then go, noted, and go, okay, if that person went up to the street and made fun of my outfit, I'd be like, good, we have different views. It's like when, like, if they liked my outfit, I'd be like, I'm going to go jump off a bridge.
I'm going to start saying that to people. Good, well, we have different views. Like, and that's just, like, a it's conversation like
if
under,
if Craig, like, liked your outfit too much, you'd be like, it's not for you.
Right,
like, when
right.
Dez doesn't understand my outfit, I'm like, good, like, this was for the girls. So anyway, so this woman, apparently her 6-year-old loves space. Okay. And everyone was tagging her, apparently, in this joke. So she takes that clip and then stitches her child. And she's like, I never put my child on the internet, which I don't believe because you just put a video of your child talking to camera. But anyway, the kid loves space. And people obviously know that he likes space because she talks about it on the internet. But anyway, the kid just goes... Actually, Matt Rife, Saturn is the planet with the ring, and you're mean to women. So the first part, funny. Second part, definitely a little dig.
Yeah.
But he's 6. You know, obviously the mom told him to say it, but he's 6.
Yeah.
She posts it, and she thinks Matt Rife would never respond, you know? Matt Rife goes to the comments.
No, he does not.
Goes to the comments. I have to read it, like, exactly. Oh, and Santa Claus isn't real. Your mom buys you presents with the money she makes on OnlyFans. Good luck.
Okay, that's hilarious.
So she's gets on TikTok and she's like, Matt Rife fought with my 6-year-old baby. And to be honest, we are not taking sides here. This is insane. Internet behavior.
No, I'm taking sides. That's fucking hilarious. Like, you put your child on and you wanted everyone to act like accordingly because it's your child and then someone did it and you're like outraged. Like, you put him in the situation first.
And he's obviously like, it started as an astrology joke and he's still making a joke. She then was like, how could you say that I have OnlyFans? I never show my body. Like, this whole thing. And I get, and she's like, this is misogynistic. She doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Oh, that's okay.
So she was like, obviously hurt by that. But then she's like, my 6-year-old didn't say anything, but like, you should not put your kid online.
No.
Also, like, literally coming at an unhinged male comedian who's clearly going through something right now.
I mean, I just feel like he stays in the comments.
He stays in the comments. He's consistent and he's gonna fight for his life. And he's probably miserable right now. Matt, if you're listening, please get out of the comments. Imagine using your kid to be like, say that Matt Rife is mean to women, like, for clicks.
Like,
she basically was like, he would never say something to my 6-year-old. And Matt Rife was like, I've been writing.
No, I've been waiting to be for the 6-year-old. I feel like, too. They're fucking arrogant. They can't even read, and someone should tell them. And telling a kid that Santa Claus isn't real is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. That's funny. Like, the videos where, like, the parents have, like, one of them dresses up as the Grinch, and they come in Christmas Eve, and they steal all the presents, and the kids are crying. Amazing. Oscar award winning. Can't wait to do it. Can't wait. Like, I will be that mom torturing my children. Like, I ate all your Halloween candy. What are you going to do about it? Like, I can't wait.
I'm going to be literally the mom who sits down and I go, look, the world is a hard place. And they try to use Santa to cover up the trauma and have a brief moment of happiness. But I'm going to be honest. Your Amazon packages are late.
No, you're literally the mom that's like, no, your birthday's on the 6th, not the 5th. You're like, we're running. He'll never know.
I grew up in a very, like, progressive neighborhood in Brooklyn where it was just like.
You know what? Here's the other thing, Hannah. We grew up with, like, real moms. Like, yeah.
You sent me that funny Instagram of the girl being like, so happy that I survived another, like, not having a teen pregnancy another year. And it's like, I'm 30. Yeah.
That's literally how I feel. And I, like, just think, like, oh my God, my mom used to do everything, like, in such, like, a mom way. Like, oh, you have to bring, like, snacks for your...
My mom had 2 children at my age. 2 children.
Like,
she... And had a full-time job.
Right, and, like, she did, like, the cute little things. Like, oh, here are the cupcakes for your, like, school trip. And, like, I put, like, little, you know, decorations on them. And, oh, here's, like, I did... Like,
my mom never forgot my lunch once.
Not one time. Forget my lunch every single day to feed myself.
I can't remember unless I remember lunch.
I'm like, oh, there is something I should be having. Oh, yep, it's water. Yep, it's water. Like, I just can't imagine being
a mom. Had 2 children, a full-time job, and was doing, like, night classes to get her, like, master's in something.
I feel
smart.
Personally victimized that is step out of my apartment on a Monday. Personally victimized.
I have a hot take. Mm-hmm. People need to stop with the relationship advice podcasts.
Or just, like, in general, everyone's out here flailing.
People are flailing. And, like, if you're single giving a relationship advice, there's something weird about it. And then if you're in a relationship giving relationship advice, there's something also weird about it. Because it's like no one's relationship is perfect, right. One. Two.
Everyone has such niche problems.
Everyone is, no one knows what's going on. And, like, they're, like, I just don't, it rubs me the wrong way.
Here's the only, the only way I can describe it. If you're listening to someone who is giving relationship advice on a podcast, I just want to let you know from my own personal experience, every time I've ever been in an interview on a podcast and someone's asked me a question, I have made it up on the spot.
Lies.
Like, full lies. I've said things before and been like,
layered lies.
I don't even know how that came out. I don't have a condo in Miami. I've always
Every
lied.
Every morning he gives me a little back massage.
You get put on the spot and you're just like, they're like, what's one thing? Like, you can't live with that. You're like, I don't know.
Well, you just turn into like a 17 magazine, like what you read as a kid. They're like, so what's your advice? And you're like, if you know, you know.
I caught myself in an interview not long ago saying, yeah, I just, like, don't believe, like, right person, wrong time. And I'm like, when have I ever thought about that?
Like, you just jumble all the things you've heard your therapist say and you just, like, put it in a word salad and go.
So, like, if you're watching someone and they're giving relationship advice and you're like, I really should be more like that, that person's not like that. So
also,
don't,
like,
worry about it.
If they're out here talking about how good their relationship is, someone's cheating, A. B, people get mad. Like, they'll ask about my wedding and I'll be like, yeah, like, my wedding was, like, an amazing day, but, like, definitely not the biggest accomplishment I've ever had. Finding a guy who wants to fuck me. Also, I do have to say, it really is, like, I could get along with so many good-looking people.
So many people. I could have so many people.
We literally started the pod saying that we can change our personalities for literally every man. And sometimes my personality is better with that man. Like, I actually liked her better. She was polite. She didn't talk about her pussy as much.
I do think...
She cooked every now and then. That bitch was incredible.
I do think of the person I was in my last relationship. And there are some times where I'm like, who was she? She was so regal. And... And now I'm just like,
the truth is it, life is you. It's a one person game and you decide who you want to be in the journey with, but they don't complete you. They can hurt you though.
Sometimes like in my inner monologue and my inner dialogue, this is like very niche and I've never said this before. And I'm not high, so I want to preface that.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll think like of my life as a sitcom, not a movie, because my life would never go in like that seamless.
That beautiful arc.
Yeah. I'd rather it be a sitcom because there are certain times in my life where I'm sitting and it's just me to me, one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in a situation, I'll be like, this is just crazy for us. Like, how nuts that we got here. Like, I don't know where.
No, well, you're kind of like, this season is going to be the most dramatic season so far.
Sometimes I'm just like, this, if anyone else could relate to me the way I relate to me, they would understand.
I do that all the time. You ever just do like a normal task, like go to open the fridge?
Yeah.
And I'm immediately in my head, like in a rom-com.
Yes.
Why every time I do something plain, it has to be dramatic? I'm always like, because when I look out the window while I'm drinking coffee, I go, and she didn't know what the day was gonna turn into.
We are the little dramatic kids that our moms yelled at us, and we're in the backseat of the car thinking we're in the music video of the song playing. We just grew up.
Screaming, singing about the horrible breakup when we've never even had a crush before.
Never even had a boyfriend.
This actually is the most Leo shit I've ever done. In our house growing up, we had a huge mirror. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like the size of like a wall. So it was like people would hang out, watch TV, and then there was like the mirror room. I would just go to the mirror alone. Like, I was like, mom is working.
Yep.
Put on like Now 17, or yep. It probably was like Now 3.
Yep, at that time.
And the song would begin.
And you would just perform.
And I would just look in the mirror and I said, nah. And like, it was going through emotion. I was crying. I was doing all different dances.
I wish we knew each other as little kids so badly.
I was doing full music videos, but like, my mom would come in and I'd be like on the floor. And I was like, having a moment. It was like Christina Aguilera.
Now, mom, I'm about to do my ballad. Stop.
Oh, Shania Twain. Oh, what a good time. So anyway, what we're trying to say is that people are lying. And the only advice you should take from people is honestly when they're being honest about negative things happening to them.
Yes.
And like, I really think like if you feel like you're not the best version of yourself or he's just like hurting your mental health, get out. And that's like my only advice about relationships.
Go to hip hop yoga and like work it out.
Go to hip hop yoga and like
punch it out.
I've been with different men who like you think like on paper, this guy will make my life happy. Like I've made it. He's impressive or he's whatever. And like you're still the same girl deep down. And if you don't really vibe with him, it'll come out eventually.
I had someone tell me that 3 months is like the longest someone can pretend. So, like, if you're dating someone.
I would argue 9 months. I could do 9. I'm an Oscar actress, though.
It's all that.
No, 3 is a fart for me. Like, 3 is how much, no.
It's all that practicing in the mirror that we've done.
The practicing in the mirror. I can pretend. You can get along with a good looking person for so long. I'm also not confrontational. I'll go a year without, with zero fights with someone who I hate.
Yeah.
Like, because I just don't get into it.
Craig hates when I do that.
And
like,
I call my mom.
I don't give any, like, inkling of what I'm thinking or saying. And he'll just be like, you're so hard to read. And I'll go, crazy.
But I feel like you low-key love that.
I love it.
You love that you're like, he's so confused right now.
He's so confused because half the time I'm like, what am I thinking?
It cuts to you and it's just birds chirping.
Because Craig's brain is definitely going a mile a minute. Like, oh my God, she hates this. Oh my God, she loves it. Oh my God, she's like so scary and terrifying. And my head is over here like, why would anyone like mint chips? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you're so mysterious. I'm like, I haven't had a single thought.
I feel like
thought.
I'll be sitting and I'll like look a type of way, like thinking that Des is looking at me, like wondering what I'm thinking. And I'll look and he's like playing a golf game on his phone. Yeah. And I'm like, fucking damn it.
No, you are Craig and I am Des.
That's what we've come
it's
to
so crazy. It's so insanely crazy. I find myself wondering like, what would Des think about that?
You go, what would Des do? You guys are so similar. I actually don't want you guys spending
Here's
too much time together.
No, we shouldn't. It'd also, we'd probably get more depressed as people. Like, you know, because we'd just get together and be like, everything does suck. I hate it here. Oh, I have something for the girlies.
What?
Tis the season of, like, just static electricity everywhere. What is static electricity? Like, when it's in your hair and it's on your sweaters. And, like, that's one thing I...
Is there, like, more static electricity right now than before?
Yeah, because it's the winter and it's, like, so dry and cold out.
Oh, so, like, you could get a forest fire in your apartment.
It's something that, like, I think needs to bring... We need to bring attention and awareness to. And it's not... I can't function as a human when my hair is staticky.
See, like, I have so much going on in my head. That's the least of my problems.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me, like, I can't. If I put a sweater on and it's staticky, like, I'll scream. Like, I'll clench my fists. I'm so
See,
mad.
I think it's funny. I'm like, touch me. Touch me. I mean, when you shock someone, yeah. That's fucking powerful.
No, that is. I get that. I understand that.
It is giving, like, nuclear explosion yeah. in 42nd Street that might have
not great
leaked into your apartment.
But I... And I'll put it in the – I'll put the link in the newsletter. But I am kind of against humidifiers because I just think that they produce mold. They're dirty. If you don't clean them, then you're breathing in that air. And
it's a lot of admin.
Not good for you. Except for, like, the 2 months in the winter, like December and January, yeah. I'm humidifier in my own bedroom uh-huh. all day long. Totally has changed the static electricity of, like, my body, I feel like.
Like You're literally a woman
no,
in
I'm
STEM.
A literal witch.
You're a woman in
my
STEM.
My hair is no longer staticky and I just sleep with it overnight. And then I throw it out at the end of the winter. So I don't spend a lot of money on them. I get like a one on Amazon because then I throw it out. I'm not cleaning it. I'm
is
not
it
like
scented?
Getting the mold. I don't do any of the scented shit.
Because you could put like essential oils in it, but I feel like yeah. then it would look like I'm like starting a real like cult.
Maybe if I feel like getting freaky, but yeah. I don't need to mess
eucalyptus. I also wanted to talk about, like, that with, like, sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
I can't shop for sweaters online because I need to feel it. I need to feel the sweater.
To know if it's itchy or not?
And I'm, like, if it's even, like, 1/100th itchy, I'm out.
So when you see the word wool, you're like,
oh.
Not for me.
Literal torture. And, like, so I can't. Really shop for sweaters online. I like try to get a couple and like there's you can't tell which ones are good or bad. Can I touch yours right now? Yeah, I'll wear that. That's a good sweater. But like people are out here just selling itchy sweaters without a warning.
Well, okay. My question is like are you going rogue and blind testing or are you specifically looking for like what I was gonna say the ingredients. What the fabric.
I'm not a woman in STEM. I don't know what rayon and polyester like what that means. Mm-hmm. I guess I can like find one that I like and then read what it's made out of and try to look for that. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like it's a crapshoot because everything's the comfiest sweater. They're all like comfy sweater. And like then you feel like
the softest sweater ever. So what are we to do?
I mean I'm looking for comfy sweaters and I will post the ones that are actually comfy. Cause like people, this
it's enough
it's
now.
A problem. It's not good. Like it's a patriarchy. Yeah. And this one girl I was talking to, and I was like, "How are you?" And she's like, "Not good." And I said, "What happened?" She goes,
"I'm itching all over.
I'm itching all over right now." And she was wearing this like turtleneck, and yeah. I was like, "I can't even be in your presence right now because it's affecting me now. Like I'm uncomfortable." And I was like, "This is a problem." But like, I'm not going to stores
right
to touch sweaters. That's creepy. Yeah, that's a good one. Just petting it like, oh, am I pretty?
Are you looking at the freaking fabrics, Hannah?
I don't know what the fabrics mean because I've had cashmere sweaters that are itchy.
Well, yeah.
So then what's not itchy?
Most of them are itchy. Cashmere sweaters,
so that's what I'm trying to raise
itchy.
Awareness. I'm not paying tons of money for an itchy cashmere sweater that's going to make my life worse.
Cashmere sweaters in general, I just think are a fucking scam, although I love them.
So do I. And then there's also, I want to get like a thick scarf.
Yeah.
But if that's itchy, I'm never going to wear it. And some of these scarves are out here expensive.
Yeah. And you're like, you're a piece of fabric that no one did anything
with.
No,
you literally just cut a piece of fabric.
Yeah. It's like, you're not avant-garde or anything. You're literally left over.
Yeah. It looks like a grandma quilt.
Don't get me started on the scarf community.
Well, people like, what is it? The acne? Acme? Mm-hmm. Scarf, is it soft?
I don't know. I haven't felt it.
I haven't felt it either, but it's like,
honestly, expensive. When it comes to scarves, like,
no one cares.
Big whoop. I like get them also, on
I'm
Amazon.
I'm gonna leave it.
No, I'm gonna leave it. That's the other thing.
I'm leaving at apartment. I leave it on the subway. I'm leaving it at the green room. I'll leave it everywhere.
Scarves, umbrellas, sunglasses. They have to be headphones. Disposable.
Disposable. And that's not good for the environment. But
no, it's not. But I'll lose it.
I'll lose it. And maybe someone who's meant to have it should have it. We literally have not talked about front page news, even though there's so much front page news. Cardi and Offset just broke up.
Did they?
Like, they broke up.
Always. But they're like, I feel like always on and off.
They're on and off. I know.
I like don't. Whatever.
New Jersey football player?
Okay, have you seen the guy that plays for the Giants?
Who's Italian.
Yes.
And I've sent you this before, and you, like, didn't process it. Like, you didn't respond.
I processed. I'm obsessed with him. His whole way of living is just...
Oh, wait, he lives with his mom.
He lives with his parents.
Yeah.
Someone asked him, like, why don't you, like, move out? Like, why? Like, this is... And he was like...
Why would I do my own laundry?
My laundry's done. My food is prepared. I have chicken cutlets waiting.
And, like, when you're a professional athlete, like, having routine and having, like, it's literally, like, he loves his family.
No, and, like, his family is, like, helping him succeed and, like, they're working for him.
Are you moving back in with your family?
No, it's, I want my mom to have another baby so she can be my assistant. I'm moving home. Like, it's, I just appreciated it so much. And then there was this video going around of him, like, in his hometown of New Jersey, like at a club.
Yeah.
And I felt like such a mom. I was so excited for him. I'm like so happy for him. Because I was like, oh my God, what a moment. He's like in his hometown. He's like this big football player now, whatever. And I just loved his family also should be a movie. Like they're so quintessential Italian. Yeah. The guy that like one of the uncles is like smoking a cigar, like tailgating before the game. The moms are all yeah. Like it just
because
I love
uncle
them
murdered
so
someone
much.
And is covering it up.
And I love it.
Wait, so you are a football fan.
So this is a sports podcast.
This is a sports podcast. And then Good Morning America.
How fucking crazy. Okay, so the two hosts on Good Morning America that months ago got caught having an affair and then
they're fully together.
Fired, fully together.
And they're like showing up at events and stuff.
And they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're starting a podcast, I think, too.
Got it.
Their exes, now dating.
I'm so obsessed with that.
I love it.
The thing is, talk about finding your person. Trauma bond.
There's nothing like
it. There's nothing like it. Like, you can just tell they definitely have been on the phone for hours. And then at one point they were like, you want to fuck?
Right? Like, what? Like, that's the love story I'm more interested in.
If I talk to a man on the phone for more than 45 minutes, we're married.
We're fucking.
Like, we're hooking up. Like, if I can stay on the phone with a man for, and you know that they were on the phone, they're crying and laughing.
You know,
like,
telehealth? I one time was sitting on the phone with this man for 45 minutes on telehealth. By the end of the conversation, I was like, I think I just cheated on my boyfriend. I think I'm dating a doctor.
No, I did a Zoom call with a doctor once who was cute. And I was just like, he kept asking me questions. And I'm like, you're fucking flirting with me.
I'm like, you want my family history too? Seems a little try hard.
You know, you want a lot of information. It sounds like you truly care.
God, take me out to dinner first, you know. Like,
and he's like, do you ever think about killing yourself? And I'm like, not
like
anymore.
I'm legally obligated to ask this. What were we saying?
But yeah, the exes are together.
I love it.
I love it. And I feel like, I have to say, it's not that crazy. Because if you think about it, if he likes her and she liked him and she liked him, they would like each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I actually know exactly. I actually followed all of that.
Yeah, you knew exactly
like they're
what
all,
I said.
Obviously, all of their personalities are similar if they could switch it up and all still get along.
Like if
also, her husband is like hot.
No,
like,
they're all
they're
good
all hot.
They're all hot. Honestly, I think husband-wife swaps should happen about
more
like
often.
10 years in. Yeah.
One of my Roman empires is Shania Twain and her husband. They did that. Her best friend and her husband were having an affair, so they swapped.
So they swapped.
But they then never
spoke again.
I think that's the thing. Then people, like, never speak again. But there's a reality show in there.
There's reality. Or, like, if we normalize it, and it's kind of like you do a dinner and you go, look.
Because here's the thing. In, like, your 40s, 50s, you've been vacationing with the same couple for years. Your kids are all growing up. You're going to tell me you've never thought about what –
For sure.
What, like, their that couple's, like, sex life is like and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, especially. But it's seriously, like, if she likes him and she also likes him.
No, but I think I love it. And I wish that would happen more, that people would, like, find themselves in cheating situations and then just.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A switch.
I have a celebrity couple that I want to be together.
Who? This is a fictitious couple?
Fictitious couple.
Okay.
Real people that, well, I saw her comment on.
Can I guess? Can you give me some like hints? You saw her.
It's two female singers.
Two female singers. And you saw one of them comment.
On the other ones.
Like, recently.
Recently. And I was like, oh, that would be fucking, people lose their minds.
One's blonde, one's brunette.
No.
Both blonde?
No.
Both brunette?
No.
Okay.
One of them was like reddish hair.
I was going to say my guess was going to be Renee Rapp and someone else.
No.
Billie Eilish and someone.
Yes.
Billie Eilish and she commented on someone or someone commented
someone
on?
Someone commented on hers.
Someone commented on Billie Eilish.
This is your favorite
like
game
red,
show.
I love this. No, I'm so fucking competitive.
She's so smart, too.
Someone commented on Billie Eilish's Instagram. She has reddish hair, and you want them to be together. The girl that commented is bisexual.
Yeah.
Openly out bisexual.
Yeah, but, like, not doesn't talk about it all the time.
Emrata.
No.
Reddish hair. Gen Z, millennial?
Gen Z.
I don't know.
You know who it is. She's a rapper.
Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She commented like a kind of flirty thing under Billy's thing.
I love
thing.
When we play that game.
Yeah, that was fun for you. You got jacked up. I haven't seen light in your eyes like that in forever. So
I think I just felt blood movement like in my body. I'm so competitive.
So like wouldn't Ice Spice and her be like incredible, like sick? I mean, obviously I don't know if they have like actual chemistry, but Ice Spice basically commented like hot on one of her photos.
No, I love it.
That would be so sick.
I love it so much.
And obviously like Billie, she like kind of came out but like didn't really want to come out.
But I kind of love that she was like,
she basically was like,
didn't you guys know?
One who cares to like, are you like
duh.
But yeah, that would just be like an epic couple. What, why'd you write Skims bra?
People don't talk enough about moments where you feel like I'm a woman and I'm an adult, like niche, small, tiny moments. And I had one of them over the weekend because I took everything out of my dresser drawers, put it all on my bed.
So you're going through something.
And then went through everything, like got rid of old underwear, like got rid of pajamas, folded it all nicely, put it back in my dressers. And I saw the only bras I own are Skims bras. Mm-hmm. And I saw, like, all four of them in a line, and I just thought, you're an adult. Act like it. Like, it was just a very satisfying moment that I was like, look at all my bras, mm-hmm. like, lined up. Cleaned, washed, lined up nicely in their appropriate spot. I got my label maker out this weekend. I relabeled everything. If you come into my home and you need to know where the fucking spoons are, don't worry, there's a label.
I feel like if your friend buys a label maker, check on her.
I put it in the newsletter this weekend because it's changed my whole fucking life. I'm like, what? I'm just looking for things to label.
I love that.
Watch out. If you come over,
it'll be like Craig seat.
Smack a label right on your forehead.
I do.
Not slapstick comedy.
I do think with bras, like, that was the first thing of, like, coming of age. Like, when you buy your first bra or, like, in rom-coms, you'd see the girl, like, put on a bra and it was, like, a big thing.
I don't remember having that moment, though.
Well, because you have small tits.
Yeah, I feel like my mom was like, we'll gloss over this. That'll make her feel bad.
Remember when you first got buds? Like, little mosquito bites? And they were, like, painful?
Yes.
That was – no one talks about that.
No one talks about it.
I remember being like – Mom.
I'll literally never forget where I was. I was in the fourth grade. I was at my friend Courtney's house. We were having pizza for dinner, and her family drank milk at the dinner table. And I remember thinking it was the weirdest thing ever. My tits
hurt.
Worst
day of my life.
And I was in like fourth grade, and I was like, what's happening? And then I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to have the biggest boobs in school. After that moment, they stopped. They were like, false alarm.
It started inverting. We have to address Molly Mae. Is something going – well, she's saying she's going through a horrible time, but, like, nothing's been confirmed.
Here's the thing that people I don't think realize because they haven't watched the documentary. You have to watch the Netflix documentary about the Fury family, I feel like, to understand what Molly Mae's living through. Tommy Fury went out with
– Chris Brown.
Chris Brown at a club. I don't know where they were in the world, like, mm-hmm. if they were in the United States or if they were in England. All these videos coming out of him partying with him, nothing like inappropriate that you'd be like, oh, I'm breaking up with him. But
one girl like grabbed his face.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, they're at a club, whatever. Yeah. But she is home like having a baby.
Yeah.
But like, Tommy's a nerd. Like at the end of the day, Tommy is a nerd. Mm-hmm. He's really good at fighting and he was on Love Island. And he's very good looking. But like, if you watch anything where he's speaking.
He's a simp.
He's just like, I don't know, like a little kid. Like, I don't get, oh, he's out with Chris Brown. He's going to start acting like him. He's going to be like devious. He's going to go like fuck a girl.
They're trying to make it like he's partying and having all these like wild times while she's home.
And she was like, I am taking a break from YouTube. Like YouTube videos. Here's the thing. I think she just had a baby young. Like, she is still pretty young.
Yeah.
I think her postpartum is hitting way more than she thought.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so terrifying, and I feel so awful for her. And she, like, started the video with, like, I feel worse. I know I look awful. Trust me, I feel worse. And I was like,
no, I know.
No.
Well, or she also could just be going through it because people are
spreading. And I think people are just saying a bunch of shit about her and him.
Yeah.
She wasn't wearing her engagement ring, but I really don't think, like, anything he would ever do anything to her.
But I feel like you should wear your engagement ring.
But I just think, like, people don't give her the credit of, like, she's a billion times cooler than him. Like, they're a power couple because of her.
Well, but I also think it's, like, she's like, please get your shit together.
It's also, like, we have a baby.
We have a baby.
Named Bambi. But also, like, the Furies are just
lunatics.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they don't believe in school.
But I also think,
I mean, neither do I, but, like,
it's
for very
cult.
Different reasons.
It's giving cult. And I do think there was, like, basically what you're saying is him partying with Chris Brown one night is the least of her problems.
Yeah. Like, I think she's dealing with, like, new motherhood, and that is her biggest
also,
problem.
Also, people are allowed to party, and it's not like he's been,
right, like, he can stand at a club. I don't
do have
think
to say, if I saw a girl, like, grabbing Dez's face in a video, I'd be like, oh, someone's gonna die.
For sure. No, I just had to think quickly, like, what?
Like, but she grabbed it in a, like, I'm, like, his
She
jaw,
grabbed it in, like a, oh, my God, yeah.
I'd like, be like, oh, don't touch. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah.
Someone's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the internet's wild place.
But I'm a team Molly Mae for, and if she comes out and says we hate Tommy Fury, then we hate Tommy Fury.
Then we hate Tommy Fury. I mean, we would love to turn on a man.
No.
Just we're waiting.
It brings joy to my day.
Speaking of cults, did I talk about the Shawn Mendes stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just want to reiterate
that we do in fact
believe he's in a cult.
If it was up for debate, we are firm in our stance that Shawn Mendes is in a cult.
I think we're like, I want to get ahead of the documentary. Like, we need to prevent this. I don't know how.
And really, we're basing this all off of facial hair. Like most scientific
and
experiments.
Flip-flops. Yeah. And flip-flops tell a lot about a person. I did watch the documentary Twin Flames on Netflix. And I had postponed watching it because I watched one on Amazon Prime. And I said, I don't need to watch it again. The Netflix one is
about the same story.
The same story. But the Netflix one is like way more in-depth.
Okay.
Way more in-depth. And new information is basically like, You get a lot more characters involved, and you talk to, like, more moms, and basically, like, they're still functioning, this cult, Twin Flames. And they basically started having people change their gender so that everyone could marry each other within the cult. Oh, and they're trying to get everyone to move to the cult.
I don't mean to laugh. But I'm just thinking, like, what are ways to torture me?
No, they literally go, and be like, your name is Dan.
You're a boy now.
And the girl was like, no. And they go, your name is Dan, and your twin flame is that other girl on the Zoom?
Nope.
Oh, my God. So their whole thing is they help people find their twin flames, but the con is, like, up. Like, the jig is up. So they start panicking. And this girl was like, I haven't found my twin flame. And he was like, have you spoken to a man recently? And she was like, this guy did, like, message me on Facebook. And they were like, what's his name? And she goes, Josh. And she goes, they go, he's your twin flame. Finds out this man is in jail.
This sounds like a cult that me and my friend started at 23. We're like, yep, that's your husband.
No, this is like this beautiful, sweet 20-year-old girl. This man is in jail. And she goes, well, I can't meet him. He's in jail. And they go, okay, you have to, this is like the universe is sending you a lot of like things you have to fight to be with your twin flame. You need to fight for him. He comes back. He's fully like bipolar and has all these issues. And she's living with him for like two or three years or something. And she's like, I don't think he's my twin flame. And they were like, he is your twin flame. So then.
What is the point of this cult?
Honestly, great question.
Like they're just they're
helping people
money.
Find love. And yeah, people are paying thousands of dollars. So then now they're trying to get everyone to move to this one place where everyone's going to have babies. And then the babies are going to marry each other. No, it's like next level.
But also I do kind of want to do that. Like we should have babies just so they can marry each other. Like,
well, that's like if you had a son and I have a daughter.
What if we lived on the same street? Okay.
You knew that like when you were young, there was like, when you were like five, the parents that were like, oh, they should get married. They'll get married one day.
Yeah, I think about it in terms of like, I just want to hang out with my friends for the rest of my life. And like, I just know that like my kids are going to bring home some like dumbass friends and I'm gonna have to hang out with their moms and I'm gonna look at my kid and be like, you fucking did this to me. Like Chelsea's mom is a fucking weirdo.
Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Chelsea's mom just walked in wearing Target.
And you want me to be on the PTA with her? You're ruining our brand.
Look, I have like respect in the PTA that I've built a lot of brand awareness around. And if people see me hanging out with Chelsea.
There is part of me that like I can't wait till like my daughter does something that's like so on brand for us. And I'm just like, oh, so on brand.
No, that's why like I would like do little things. My dad and I are so similar that like he couldn't yell at me because I'm like, Dad, you literally told me you did the same thing.
Yeah. Like whenever I see videos of girls doing like runway shows in their living rooms for their dads. I'm just like, that was so me. Like, look at what I bought.
With your money.
Yeah.
Finally, I finally watched Bad Surgeon. Mm-hmm. It's very dark. You have to be in like a good place usually and be okay with them being in a bad place after. You can't start in a bad place. Bad Surgeon is basically the most fucked up situation. He's Italian.
Ugh.
And he like, he's, it's like Machiavelli. It's like something
mad,
like that.
Bad for
it's
a brand.
It's giving like, he thinks he's, he basically was like, there's God and one below him. God is me.
Yep,
like,
the that's Pope an Italian. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's because his mom told him that. So I have one of those in my home.
She lives like the Pope, me, and then God. But like God's a little jealous.
Well, isn't everyone?
So he basically is working at like the best Swedish institute. If it's in Sweden, you know it's legit.
Okay.
For surgeons. And he's doing this thing where he's saving people who have problems with their
trachea.
And basically came up with a stem cell thing. But when you hear it sounds
made
pretty
up.
Fucking janky. He just uses...
Sounds like you got that idea from Giggly Squad.
He literally just takes a plastic tube and is putting stem cells on it.
And I'm somebody's missing out on not putting us at like a science event. You know? We're like, spell trachea.
He's putting plastic tubes in people's throats. Now, I'm, again, not a woman in STEM. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be putting plastic. Like, how does plastic equate to a trachea? But again, who knows? And he's very confident.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically does it on this guy. And the guy's like lives after the surgery and like leaves town. The second guy is like has cancer and he's going to die in 6 months. And he's the first surgeon that he's like, I can do something for him. So he does the surgery. And that guy like after like 4 weeks dies.
Okay.
But he was like, he had complications, whatever. And then he finds another woman who is perfectly healthy. And then, but she had like a throat, little throat thing. She dies.
Mm.
So he's out here.
Just murdering everyone.
Murdering people.
On purpose? Or he just thinks like his thing is going to work, but it just doesn't.
It's, I think he's like lying to himself so much. But then he's also like dating this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing this report on him about what a great surgeon he
I
is.
I hate to ask this, but yeah. Is he good looking?
In a George Clooney type of way, like zaddy. He's good looking. Okay. Like he's swaggy. He's swaggy.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I could totally see it.
Yeah.
And he's rich. Yep. He's a surgeon. He's world renowned. And the media's done all these things on him because like the first guy didn't die. Then they find out the man is died. The first guy died. And then they find out he never did any like animal testing. Like he's using humans as guinea pigs.
Oh my God.
And like they basically are putting this thing in their throat and then their body's like rejecting it and like rotting from the inside.
Oh.
It's very, sorry, they use those words.
Jeez.
But they did a whole documentary about this woman in Russia.
Rotting from the inside.
That's what they said. No, it's really gross. So this woman he did it to. And he made her do this whole speech afterwards that she's happy. And then they were done with the documentary. And then the producers emailed and she was like, I'm dying. He's literally a serial killer. And these people did not have to die. So the woman who's the journalist writing this whole piece on him, he starts dating because she can't tell anyone they're together because she's working with him. She finds out he has a secret family.
Oh, my God.
So he's like a con artist. Like, he's been conning. And he has all these different phones. And I look at Des and I'm like, okay, phone, check your
eyes. And they're both still alive, the girlfriend and the—
No, it gets worse.
Okay.
He does surgery on the son.
His own son?
No, this woman's son.
Okay.
And basically is like, she's like, could he die from this? And he goes, how dare you? He literally looks at her and he's like, you piece of shit. How could you ever assume that no one has ever died under my
knife.
Knife. I said custody. Anyway.
Care.
He obviously dies.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to sue you guys like for malpractice. Like my son just had, like,
yeah.
he killed her son. So he starts fucking her.
Uh-huh.
And has a baby with her. So that she like doesn't
sue him.
Sue him, and while also having a relationship with the journalist.
Where in the country is this?
All over. He was dating a woman in America, and this woman was Italian. She was hilarious.
Happy holidays! Very Merry Christmas. We'll see you after the new year.
We love you guys so much, and just like keep an eye out.
Be careful out there. Merry Christmas.
Sign up for a newsletter. Thank you.